Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Friday, the 20th day of July, 2012. And if you look at the full spectrum of information unfolding right now, 100% chance that the mass murder committed in the suburb of Denver, Colorado, right next to Littleton and Columbine, was a false flag mind control event. Of course, my quotes are on record from back in earlier in this month when I put a review out, 3 weeks ago or so, of The Dark Knight. And in that, I basically break down the fact that it is a weaponized propaganda psychological warfare system with subliminals commanding people to be in fear of terrorism, but also generating feelings of terror as a Hegelian dialectic event. Now, that 9-minute analysis is up at Infowars.com right now. Now, yesterday, the makers of the film ordered the video taken down, even though we used the trailer, small clips, it's all fair use. We're analyzing it. They ordered it taken down. Now, normally, the computers would do that instantly when a video came up. If it really had copyrighted material, it's already set in the YouTube systems to recognize it, and automatically, your video never goes live because it says copyright claim. We counterfiled, and the block was taken off, so the video is available right now. Paul Watson wrote an article that was up at 6 a.m. Eastern this morning. That was the first article to predict that Bloomberg, Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the usual suspects would come out and call for restricting the Second Amendment further, as they've done in Chicago and New York with total bans, thus creating hellish crime waves that dwarf what happened even on a weekly basis in Denver. There are more deaths in Chicago every week than what just died in the suburb of Denver. And sure enough, those reports have all now come out as the establishment calls for it. ABC News, the New York Times, Bloomberg himself, Bloomberg Publication, all the usual suspects, people that want to run your life, people that want to make you defenseless so that somebody dressed up, by the way, in a Bane outfit, that's what he was wearing, a gas mask, came in there. And of course, with so many of these shootings, they're wearing masks. And then they find the drug-addled suspect later, just like Sirhan Sirhan. That's even mainstream news that the RFK shooter, the police's own report said he didn't shoot him, wasn't the same caliber. They held his hand down, and it was his, quote, security detail behind him that shot Robert F. Kennedy in the back. And that's London Telegraph, Associated Press, Reuters, LA Times. That's now admitted. Sirhan Sirhan's lawyers are trying to get him out of prison with that defense. So this stuff goes on. They've got drugs they can give you, which make you close to 100% suggestible. In fact, you've seen this in the news where they've got flowers down in South America that you can give somebody and tell them, you know, put your hand in the meat grinder, and drown your baby. In fact, I've got to get with my writers and have them explain that they've got drugs that make you, they say, 100% suggestible. I mean, not everybody's susceptible to this stuff. Some people have different effects with different drugs. But the point is, it's close to 100%. The military, it's declassified, uses this and then programs. Or they just drug somebody and then tell them they did the shooting and have them all set up. Columbine, we know, was a false flag. I'd say 100% false flag, and I'll explain why on the other side. You see, even if this was just an organic shooter, they were mass programmed by the culture that sells... Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another worldwide edition of InfoWars. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Friday, the 20th day of July, 2012. Charlie Daniels, who was already scheduled, country music legend, has been speaking out against the police state and the UN gun treaty, as well as Obamacare, is scheduled to be joining us coming up a little bit later in this hour. Normally I would just cancel guest after the big news with the Batman massacre, but he'll actually be able to obviously comment on this as well. Also in news, it may even be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight. If not, it'll be on the Sunday show. Dave Mustaine is here in town staying with me while we do some research and things, and so we're going to have a big news-making interview with Dave Mustaine as well coming up for you throughout the weekend. Okay, there is so much to cover right now. I don't just get on air and say something's a false flag, a self-inflicted wound, a staged event. Because not all events are staged. But when you have the UN treaty set to be signed in the next week or two, Obama's not been clear. He said late July, early August. And they're talking about even if Congress doesn't ratify it, they're going to try to implement it somehow. It's just the right thing to do. Even though Congress won't do it, I'm going to implement it. kind of like he's done with carbon taxes. They're only a couple votes shy in the Senate of being able to ratify the UN small arms ban treaty that even Forbes admits registers all your guns and then allows for confiscation. I had Bob Dacey in yesterday reading from the UN and from the treaty writers of how they would implement and what it meant. And saying in those documents, that video's up at Infowars.com, the history of UN gun control, gun restrictions is the name of the video, that they say at the end, we're going to use this as an arms treaty, so it's legally binding, to go after individual firearms. So you've got that coming up in the next 2 weeks. Just like they were trying to pass more gun bans in 99, and then magically Columbine happens in April, 1 week before the votes. We're talking miles from where this happened. You've got all the other issues. The guy's always wearing a mask. Whether it's these staged events the Russian government's been caught doing to bring in police state shootings. You have somebody drugged up. Your people do the shooting. Then they disappear. Then they grab the patsy. The patsy's drugged out of their mind. Or sometimes, just like the underwear bomber was gotten on the plane by the State Department, that's C-SPAN. That's the Undersecretary of State admitting an unnamed agency told us give him a visa, even though he didn't have a passport, get him on the plane. We had a witness day one, Kurt Askell, the lawyer, who saw this happen. And then a month after he told us here on the air and broke that, it got confirmed. Underwear bomber, gotten on the plane by British intelligence. Head of the 7-7 bombing, a SWAT. On record, MI6, London Telegraph, Fox News. Amiral Alaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. Fox News, AP, Reuters. My point is that I worked with Watson right before we went live on air. We're doing another article right now breaking down the 10 points that directly link this to false flag. Because there's at least 10 of them. And this is where the shadow government is based, is in and around Denver. They control the police there. Harrison Kleibold of Columbine reportedly got 127 bombs. That's CBS News. Look it up. Into the building that day, the school was half empty. The police stood down. The police didn't respond for hours. People reported up to four different shooters. They wouldn't release the tape for over a year and only released selected clips. And then they were wearing masks. They shot a video of attacking the school months before. It was school-sponsored. Their parents were both in high-level black ops. They were both on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It all had the same M.O. of a black op, of a staged event. And remember, Sirhan, the LAPD and the coroner said didn't shoot RFK, and it did come out who shot him with his security detail, who was known CIA, who'd been assigned to the detail that day, behind him with a different caliber. The audio acoustics, all of it, the witnesses. Sirhan was given an amnesiac. They give you an amnesiac, just like Baroness Vanderlube, who supposedly firebombed the Reichstag February 27, 1933, to bring in martial law in Germany. He was found naked and drugged and didn't know if he'd set fire to the building, like he was going to run around the Capitol building and set more than 14 fires in it. And Hermann Göring, though, don't worry, caught him and stopped him, the big hero, who it later came out in declassified documents was the one behind it. They just finally released investigations that happened during Nuremberg. Those have been classified, but a lot of authors and researchers already knew. A few years ago, they released those. The point is, Hitler started World War II with Poland. Mainline textbooks just say, oh, he just attacked Poland. No, actually, he attacked military bases along the border, his own military bases, dressed up prisoners as Polish troops and as German troops, shot them up, and then shot newsreel footage and sent Poland and attacked Germany with their World War I, pre-World War I military. It was horse-drawn carriages and guys with swords. Yeah, right. Most powerful military in the world at that time was German military, built in secret, pretty much. Secret rearmament. Rolled out, taking Danzig and other areas that had been taken by France at the end of World War I, and then they go into Poland and split it up with Uncle Joe Stalin. All done by a fake news story and shooting a few real people and then saying that they had attacked. Okay, that's how this is done. But so you can have a good patsy, like what you had with Giffords and Judge Roll, who were investigating, we've now confirmed, Fast and Furious. They were going to come out bipartisan together. They've got to be dealt with. Out comes a guy who was admittedly taking hallucinogens every day for years, hanging out with weird people, and had disappeared and told people he was under mind control. He shows up and shoots two people. They try to link it to the Tea Party. Then it turns out he was a out-of-his-mind person who was a Democrat. But that's, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're now being told by ABC and others, oh, he could be a Democrat, or no, he's Tea Party. And within hours, we predicted this. Paul Watson wrote an article this morning that's linked up on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com right now. Dark Knight shooting to be exploited for political grift. And then over the next few hours, AP, Reuters, CNN, Bloomberg, all of them coming out saying Obama and Romney both need to call to restrict guns. And by the way, Romney has supported that in the past. Now he says he doesn't, but now they're saying maybe this will give him the political courage to restrict people's Second Amendment. There's our article to be exploited for political grist under it. ABC News, right underneath that, already linking Tea Party. But backtracks now. Turns out he's a Democrat. Breitbart, shooter may be registered Democrat. CNN, Piers Morgan calls for gun control. Bloomberg, what are Obama, Romney going to do about guns? Not about a totally sick society that we see. And by the way, the London Telegraph got it right. They had a 12-month-old baby in there. They had little kids in there, six-year-olds in there, four-year-olds in there. A 12-year-old got shot and killed. The shooter reportedly shot a baby at point-blank range. All of this right before the treaty that's stalling in the Senate. Obama's about to sign it, and now he gets to be the hero. And by the way, don't worry. Don't worry. You have a guy like dressed up like Bane shows up and does all this. Shooting imitates scene from 1986 Batman comic book, where a guy in a mask like Bane shows up and shoots a bunch of people at a movie theater, and then they blame Batman. Oh, and see, the movie's now being blamed. Obama leads prayer moment of silence. Supporters chant 4 more years. Yes, this is the false flag rollout. And if you don't believe it, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a 9.5-minute video up at Infowars.com. Where I predicted Obama would do something like this. It's incredible. Charlie Daniels joins us right now. Normally we'd be talking about the new film that he narrates that is now available at Infowars.com, Infowarshop.com, that Chuck Undersea made with Charlie Daniels, country music legend. Behold a Pale Horse, and it gets into UN Agenda 21 and all this, but I tell you, out of the gates, even Rush Limbaugh has said before, every time they want to pass a gun control bill, 2 weeks before they wanted to pass an assault weapons ban again, we had the Columbine event that was really shady. Charlie Daniels, and we're going to skip this break, folks. Charlie Daniels joining us. Charlie, what is your initial take on the tragedy and now people seizing on it like Bloomberg and others saying, ban our guns so we'll be helpless when crazy men who think they're cartoon characters dress up and shoot people?
As you well know, is that people, I'm 75 years old. I got my first gun when I was 12 years old. I have owned guns all of my life. All the people I know have owned guns. My family owns guns. My wife owns guns. My neighbors owns guns. None of us have ever done anything, even pointed one at anybody. The people that do it are the problem, not the guns. The gun, you want to do gun control, start with the Department of Justice.
Well, look at the guy who shot the congresswoman and others. He was a big Democrat who dressed up like women, and then we got the blame for that. And now this guy they're saying is a Democrat. What is up with these Democrats going around shooting people?
Well, I don't know. I can't figure out what difference it makes if the guy's Democrat or Republican. He's a damn nut.
I agree.
That's the bottom line of the thing. He probably had no business on the street. He had no business with a gun. The thing is, my gosh, man, this is just so downright stupid. What are you going to do then? You're going to ban butcher knives? People that are violent are going to be violent. guns are not supposed to have them now. They get them by illegal means. Get the illegal means taken care of. Do away with that. Get these people off the street that are selling guns to these thugs and these gang members and these crazy people. Make everybody who gets a gun do the same thing that I had to do when I got mine and when I got my carry permit, that I had to take a examination. I had to take a written examination. I had to take a background examination. And I had to shoot the gun to prove I knew how to do it.
Well, no matter what restrictions we...
A citizen, you know, rather than somebody walking up somewhere on the street corner and buying a gun. That's where your problem is. Gun control is not going to stop that. What's going to law mean to these? The people that are causing the trouble are not the law-abiding citizens.
Charlie Daniels is our guest, and I want to get someone to behold a pale horse. I'm obviously going to have you back later because all this is breaking now. What do you make of the fact that 2 weeks before Obama is set to sign the UN treaty that they don't have the votes in the Senate to get, magically this happens, and magically it happens right down the street from Columbine? I mean, this is, boy, I just tell you, this stuff only seems to pop up when they can't get their restrictions of our rights passed.
I don't know if there's any correlation there or not. I would want to go through saying, you know, to say there was. I don't know about that. But these things that happened, I had a radio. We're playing in Littleton, Colorado in August, and I had a promotion interview scheduled there for this morning. And of course, we can't. They canceled it out, actually, because they just went through this Columbine thing not long ago. It's very fresh in their mind. And this thing, you know, these people get these guns by illegal means. The people who buy the guns illegally are no trouble. I would like to see a statistic done on how many crimes are committed by people who own their guns legally as opposed to the people who get their guns. They're not on legally. Now, this guy could have got them legally. I don't know. I just saw a picture of him pop up on TV here. But he's, you know, he's obviously mentally unbalanced. You don't go kill all these people and hurt all these people mentally unless you're mentally unbalanced. Those people are around. Get them out of society. How much trouble has that guy been in that shot Gabby, what's her name, the congressman out there? These people need to be off the streets. And the thing is, you cannot, if you try to do anything to them, now you're violating their civil rights. Look at the people we're letting walk across the line. We don't know who's coming across the line in Mexico. We have no idea. And yet the same people who want to control guns are not willing to control the border.
Well, Charlie, let me say this. I mean, I agree with you. If Obama would ship guns to Mexico, more than 10,000, and hand grenades, you can't buy at a gun shop, and CBS and others have reported the memos that it was to blame the Second Amendment, and that's killed thousands in Mexico, hundreds here, the FBI even admits, then why wouldn't they stage something like this shooting if they would stage Fast and Furious to try to get our guns?
Well, I'm not going there because, I mean, it's like that's something you can prove, and unless it is proven, it's just conjecture. Let's stick with facts right now. I'd rather stick with the
sure.
facts. And you know, with, I mean, the facts are bad enough. I don't discount. I do honestly think that the Fast and Furious thing was done to try to facilitate gun control in this country. I do believe that. I believe that there's a big thing afoot to do that. I'm going to tell you what's fact. There was a time when I've called both of my senators' offices about this United Nations situation we're getting into. Both of their offices claim that they are against it. But my problem is I don't trust them anymore. I don't trust either one of them when it comes down to voting. I mean, we had a congressman who went totally against his constituency and voted for the health care bill and didn't run again. He has disappeared. Nobody even knows where he is. I mean, I guess his wife knows where he is, but nobody, he's not making any kind of public appearances up because he knows that people are really ticked at him about that. What's going to happen if our senators go into a session and vote to ratify this thing? I mean, what are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? That's the point we've come to in this country. They are no longer our representatives. We need some people who represent us, who represent our feelings, who will call a spade and jump in and say, look, this is stupid. Let's do something about gun control. Let's go into these neighborhoods where these guys are standing on the corner selling them. Let's go bust these guys. Let's take them out of society. Let's send them up. Let's get the child molesters off the street. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do something sensible.
Yes, sir. Charlie Daniels, what about arresting the attorney general, or what about prosecuting him. I mean, what do you do when you know the attorney general's been caught lying? You know they ordered the guns shipped into Mexico. The memos are there to blame the Second Amendment. What do you do when the president is a criminal and has announced that the United Nations and NATO controls our military now? What do you do when they put us under UN control and UN gun control treaties that even Forbes magazine admits will allow them to register and even confiscate our guns?
It's like I say, the only hope we got right now is our, you know, our representatives. They no longer represent us. That's the stupid part about this whole thing. We keep sending people to Congress and the Senate just because they bring a few dollars to our state, you know, because they got this highway paid. They did that. They did this. They did that. They sell us out every day. And until we do something about that, these people have control of our lives. People like Eric Holder has control of our lives. The man is a loose cannon. He's dangerous. And these people have something to do with the quality of our lives, and we keep sending the same bunch of idiots back up there time after time. Look at California. There's a microcosm of what's going to happen to this country. They keep sending the same guys to Sacramento. They keep getting the same dead blame results. The state's going broke. The cities are filing bankruptcy, and they keep doing the same thing. Everybody thinks that they can keep their piece of the pie. You know, if I had my way, everybody that works would pay. If it was 10 cents, they would pay income tax. Everybody needs a dog in this fight. Everybody needs to understand what's going on in this country. This country is going broke. This country is broke. This country is teetering on the edge of falling off of a very deep cliff. And people will not accept that until after it happens. And then the biggest thing you're going to hear when Obamacare comes in full blown, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Well, I wouldn't, you know, wait and see what I'm telling you. It's going to be that way. And when the economy falls, well, why did they let this happen? They didn't let this happen. We let this happen. We put let this happen by putting the wrong people in office. And people, whoever you vote for, go out and vote. But seriously, seriously, consider not yourself, but your children and your grandchildren, because we're fixing to put something on their back, and they're absolutely not going to be able to dig out money.
Charlie Daniels, yes, sir. I'm just listening to you here. You are absolutely on target. The new film that you're in exposes the UN global takeover. It's Behold a Pale Horse. It's available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. I hope people get it and get it out to people. They can also find it on some of the other great websites, but it's just now officially coming out. You were gracious to join us for about 30, 45 minutes just about a month or so ago, and it's been really great having you on with us. I know you've got to run here pretty quick today, but I'd like to have you back up in the next few weeks to talk about the film in detail itself. That's just so amazing. But just in the few minutes we have left, Charlie, what can you tell people about Behold a Pale Horse?
Well, it's something I think people need to see. I mean, there's a lot that's going on below the surface here that the scope of what's happening is not just this country. The scope of what's happening is international. There are a lot of powerful people around the world that are involved in what's happened to us. The UN thing, all the things that are going on an international scale. And people need to know about it. The Bible says my people perish in lack of knowledge. I think we should seek this knowledge where we can find it. And the Behold a Pale Horse is a good place to start.
It certainly is. We're going to have to fight even harder for the Second Amendment. Bottom line, what do you think of them exploiting it within hours, calling for restrictions of our rights to protect ourselves from maniacs like this guy, like ghouls? We have Bloomberg and CNN and ABC and all of them saying that they want Obama to basically try to take our guns.
Well, consider the source. It's the same people. But let me tell you what else. It's the same people out here. It's the same. I've been on my Twitter this morning, and the first thing I said was we're going to hear from the gun control people. They're going to start howling, and they did, of course. But you'd be surprised at the people that are saying, you know, that are against that, the people that are recognizing it for what it is. People in this country are not that dumb, for the most part, when it comes to that. I know people in my part of the country are not that dumb. They know what this is. They understand what it is. But the same thing, it's just the same old song.
Well, it makes you want to go out and get guns knowing there's maniacs out there. Charlie Daniels, let me say bye to you right now. Amazing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From police, I'd like to hear from private investigators, I'd like to hear from psychologists out there about the fact that we know that there is subliminal programming in movies. And I said that almost a month ago that this Dark Knight film from the script I'd seen, which was an early script, everything I said in my spoiler was accurate, except that they shot multiple endings and didn't have Batman die at the end of this, though he almost did. But as they say, the legend ends. And they hype this up just to an incredible extent, where when you're sitting there in these movies with grown men now, they ooh and ah like it is the greatest moment of their life. They don't ooh and ah when they do good in business or raise their children well or see a new baby born. The men that I've seen, it's not bad to go see a fantasy movie if it isn't laced with propaganda and if you don't suspend disbelief and believe it's real. The most important thing I can say is that the Daily Mail and others are reporting that witnesses thought the shooting was part of the film. Now imagine, there's a guy running around with a gas mask on, playing the part of Bane, in a black outfit, we're told, and there's smoke in there to confuse people, classic PSYOP, and starts shooting people, and they think it's part of a publicity stunt, or others said they thought it was the film. And you see all the iconography here of the Dark Knight. It rises. This happens at the midnight showing of the Dark Knight. Miles from Columbine. Miles. Right in that area where we know the police stood down and covered up other shooters. Where we know that both these supposed shooters, Harris and Klybold, had parents deep inside shadow government at the Air Force in secret weapons development and in mind control. Their parents were both in black ops, super secret. The real capital, the real government, is in and around Denver and in Colorado Springs. The Denver airport, the underground bases, and it keeps happening there because they control the locals. You got the gun control treaty coming up that's on a razor's edge, whether it's going to pass or not in the Senate. You've got Obama needing this as a new campaign stunt. This is when this stuff happens. And now a guy shows up in a mask, so no one knows who it really was. And then they find someone, and here it is. And I said this morning to Paul Watson. I called him and I said, good job getting the first article out saying they're going to blame the Second Amendment, which they then did an hour later. But I said, you watch. He's going to be connected to government operations and universities. Just like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in CIA programs. That's L.A. Times, by the way. Sirhan Sirhan, the LAPD said he didn't shoot, and it was another shooter. And now that's come out. He was drugged with an amnesiac. They can give you an amnesiac, and you know who you are. This is out of Yahoo News. Suspect was neuroscience, brain science. 20 years ago, they had chips they can put your brain in, literally. Well, 30 years ago with rats and cockroaches, they could remote control rats with a brain chip and make them go to the bathroom, make them stand up on their back legs, make them go any direction they wanted. Suspect was neuroscience PhD student. Photo released. University of Colorado via ABC, whatever that means. Colorado shooting suspect James Holmes was in the process of withdrawing from the doctorate program in neuroscience, just like Kaczynski was in a doctorate program in similar areas and was in CIA mind control experiments. I forgot that part. Don't believe me, just look it up, media. At the University of Colorado, Denver, according to university spokesman Dan Myers, Holmes began the program last year. This photo obtained by ABC News reportedly shows 24-year-old Holmes. Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates said Holmes' apartment is booby-trapped. Remember in L.A. Last year they blew up a house they claimed had explosives in it? The new thing is they just blow up the house then claim all the evidence is in there. A maze of flammable devices. It could take hours or days for authorities to disarm them. And again, you've got an anti-Wall Street guy, Bain, in it, who has this clash with police, who tries to bring down the market. He's an evil type. The Joker was an evil libertarian type, so he does evil stuff. Of course, that guy ended up dying, probably suicide. You see, when I go into a movie, I am awake. I don't suspend disbelief. And when something has got subliminals and conditioning in it, I become physically nauseated. Paul Watson does as well. So it's work to go to a movie. When I go to a movie, I'm scanning, I'm watching, I'm seeing stuff other people aren't seeing. When I watch television, it's the same way. It's exhausting. It's why I don't watch television very often unless, or I'll watch mindless comedies or old action movies when I'm on the treadmill or something. Like the one time I'm able to suspend disbelief is when I am on the treadmill jogging and then I'll catch myself actually being programmed and when I fall into that place. That's why people think about this. You ever seen your children watching television? You're like, hey, hey. And they're just like, literally, you go into a near sleep state. This is a scientific fact. Just look it up. That brain waves are lowered during television watching or video games, for that matter. In fact, you go even deeper in there because you're concentrating only on that. You get locked in on it. almost like you get hypnotized when, you know, you're really attracted to a woman and you start looking into her eyes. She starts looking into your eyes and you start drifting in. It's that snake eyes. Like Ka in the Jungle Book. That's what they're doing. They're hypnotizing you. And when I saw the trailers, I said, a month ago, I said, I got to try to find a spoiler, a script. I made some calls, found a bunch of different spoilers, called some Hollywood contacts who actually get films early and get to see them. And they said, yeah, that's basically the plot. No, no, this is the real spoiler. So I was able to come out and do that. And they had the video taken down yesterday. We did a counterclaim. There's always these fake copyright claims everywhere. But normally it's automated. It happens the day your video comes out, usually right as it comes out. The automated bots that they run see it, and then they're automatically filed in to the system as affiliates of YouTube, and they take it down. They're so quick now. A lot of times your video goes live, but never actually posts, and it says copyright. I mean, right as your video goes up, it'll say zero views, psh, copyright, and who said it? I interviewed Joe Rogan. His voice has been encoded by them, and boom, Bent Pixel says, I can't have this. We had to call them up. They said, yeah, that's YouTube system. We're having to unsubscribe with them because they're not implementing it correctly. Not in the case with my analysis of The Dark Knight. It happened weeks and weeks after I put it out, the night before it came out, on the eve of it showing at midnight all across the country. Guys, will you put InfoWars up on screen for me? Thank you. Actually, I can do it. We can just show people right here. Thank you. Let me just go over this for you. Warner Brothers censors reviews critical of Dark Knight Rises just before release. That was basically an update on Aaron's article that went up at about 7 o'clock yesterday before this even happened. We pointed out we were being censored. Alex Jones' review has been blocked inside the United States on copyright claims filed by Warner Brothers. And again, that was just reposted, so they may have taken it down again. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. Oh, I know why. It's not refreshed. I pulled up an earlier version I hadn't closed. That's why it said that. There it is. TSA continues to break the law, ignores court demand on naked body scanners. Death-obsessed culture, not gun rights to blame for Batman shooting. Second Amendment foe Bloomberg exploits Colorado. Flashback, Alex Jones predicted Dark Knight Rise would cause terror. And it continues, horrible. Warner Brothers paired Dark Knight Rises with trailer of gangster shoot-up movie theater, which studio didn't take down until I complained. That's from Deadline Hollywood. See, this is all a psyop, ladies and gentlemen. And I said this morning they're going to be copycats, and they've got police. They've canceled the premiere in Paris. They're canceling premieres all over. In New York, they've got to have police guard it. Oh, but people said it's just a movie. There's no power in a movie. Alex, it's not conditioning anybody. Folks, I know brainwashing when I see it. Your subconscious mind, you can debate, is hundreds, some say even a thousand times more powerful. Intuition is just the mega computer that is your electrochemical brain that can pick up on things. Okay, it's called the gut. It's really the supercomputer. But that's where your adrenals are based. So when your brain's worried about something, you feel it in your stomach, you feel it in your spine. Because your brain continues down through your spine and into the ganglia in your stomach. The brain is system-wide. It's like Brachiosaurus had a brain in its head and a brain in its back. It's really, we've got, the brain is our nerve endings throughout our body. Your eyes are brain nerve stalks that grew out during embryonic development. Your brain is hooked into everything in your body. That's why you get a tingle when you know something's dangerous, something's bad, or you don't trust somebody. So I've got my supercomputer aimed at this trailers, and I just said, that's it. It's Occupy Wall Street. It's going to try to cause riots. It's going to try to demonize people that protest tyranny. By the way, we shot like 35 minutes to cut it down to 9 minutes. Just people say, oh, Alex ought to have a better teleprompter, or Alex ought to have better writers. This is right out of my mind in research. You know what Rob Jacobson, who put together our Dark Knight, the Secrets of Dark Knight leaked piece? He's back there right now because I said it's probably going to stage mass shootings and it's going to be a prelude to real terror attacks. And then he kind of gauged it himself and didn't put that in there. And at the time I said, why didn't you put it in there? And he goes, well, what if it doesn't happen? And I said, look, you've got to count on me. Put it out. Just like I said, machete would cause machete attacks. It actually caused more than 10, but they were kept very quiet in the news. There were racial attacks out in Southern California that day and the day after. But listen, the issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, is that he's back there right now, not just getting the predictions I made, but he's back there right now going and getting, you know, the clips we didn't use to show you. But the point is, they're about to pass the UN treaty. It's on the razor's edge if they can get it or not. All of this is, the whole world is a stage, and they're there mass programming people. They had a Batman comic where a Bane character shoots up a movie theater and blames it on Batman in 85. That's up at InfoWars.com right now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it happened right next to Columbine, which, if I had to go over that, they brought in 127 propane bombs. Everybody stood down. The police were told to stand down. Half the school was empty. None of the cops' kids were there that day. People were told don't go to school that day. Harrison Kleibold had made a movie how they were going to kill everybody, sponsored by the school. That's how they got them to come take part of the drill they thought they were taking part of. There were other shooters. It was confirmed the SWAT team shot at least two of the kids. That's Rocky Mountain News, now defunct. I have the editor on about this. That was a setup. Columbine was a setup to pass a bunch of gun control legislation, but it failed 12 years ago, 1999, on Hitler's birthday. Now it's happened again with a guy in an advanced Department of Defense, because that's who I went and looked it up. That's who funds this program at Denver there. Neuroscience Brain Interface. Theodore Kaczynski was in MK Ultra, a volunteer in a PhD program similar to that at Berkeley. Look it up. Is it Berkeley or was it Princeton? Look it up, LA Times. I've seen this before. I know what it looks like. And my gut says staged, staged. My gut is 100% staged, staged. There it is, Washington Times. The UN is coming for your guns on the heels of all of this. God help us. God help us. Coming up when I start the next hour, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I want to hear from police, psychologists, military. I mean, if you disagree with me, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go to a few clips from the 9.5-minute video I put out, Secrets of the Dark Knight Leaked. It's now a flashback at InfoWars.com. Flashback, Alex Jones predicted Dark Knight Rise would cause terror. I want to give a Most Valuable Player in the Fight for Liberty award to Watson. He's already written like 4 articles a day and is in there like a literal hydra of resistance against tyranny. He's pulling out a bunch of my quotes predicting this. Let's go ahead and go to the first of the leaked Dark Knight Rises. Here it is. One of the most anticipated movies in a long time is about to come out. The Dark Knight Rises. Get ready, because we are going to leak, spoil, and decode the new Batman film that's coming out. We're going to get into the meaning behind the meaning, the secrets behind the secrets. But first, understand, this is one of the most successful propaganda franchises out there selling tyranny. For all of you that say it's just a movie, for more than 50 years, the Department of Defense has paid and financed for most major action films. They all have a unified propaganda message, selling you on the idea that you're powerless and that you can't protect yourself. Only shadowy groups, by violating your rights and liberties, can keep you safe. Throughout the Batman franchise, any vigilantes other than Batman are powerless, pathetic, fat, stupid, or psychopathic. To understand the conclusion of the Dark Knight series, we first have to go back to the beginning. In Batman Begins, a secret society known as the League of Shadows led by Ra's al Ghul, played by Liam Neeson, seeks to put a poisonous psychotropic drug in the water supply to drive Gotham, the archetypal New York, into total insanity. Then he will bring order out of the chaos. And as all informed people know, governments have been fluoridating water supplies for more than 60 years, causing brain damage and cancer. All right, so we see here in the first... Now that's just the intro. When we come back, I'm going to get to the real meat of it, where I talk about how it's a psychological assault to create the fear of terrorism and how people are paralyzed in their movie seats being assaulted. And literally, they sat there paralyzed as he went around shooting people or whatever really happened, thinking that it was part of the movie. Or not wanting to have their treat. Oh my gosh, this is so special to be here for this big event. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this has PSYOP written up one side and down the other, and it's right in a key globalist corridor. Remember, if they staged Fast and Furious to get your guns, would they stage this? Have they grabbed a mental patient who they had in the psych warfare program, drugged up, who's now been part of that program to take the fall? I mean, you couldn't write a script this good. This is...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now we've got to have police inside of all the movie theaters. Now we've got to have metal detectors at the malls and body scanners. You know, the government and Homeland Security's been calling for that because, you know, you're not even safe going to see a Batman movie. Nobody is safe. Unless the government's there to keep us safe and take all of our rights away. the toll-free number to join us, and we'll just open it up to everybody. I just want to hear from psychologists, police, military. I mean, does anybody buy this, that it's right outside Columbine High School again? I mean, just miles from it. That it's a week and a half, 2 weeks out from Obama saying he's going to sign the treaty, where they've only got a few votes they need in the Senate to restrict our guns. I mean, does anybody doubt what's happening? And then it's guy in a mask who's in a government-funded at the University of Denver brain interface neuroscience PhD student. It's always the same. It's always the same. There's no end to any of this. I mean, I remember telling Watson this morning, I said, you watch, he's going to be connected to some government program like Harrison Kleibold. I mean, why does it always have to be the same thing? This is, Jared Lee Loeffner, I didn't want to believe that was an inside job. And now we've talked to the federal informants. It's come out they were investigating Fast and Furious. I mean, who wants to believe they ship almost 20,000 guns and hand grenades to Mexico and the memos come out that they were going to blame the Second Amendment with it? They got caught. They drug somebody up who mama ain't seen in weeks and has disappeared and is dropping out, who's in a government-funded mind control program. They have the real shooters go in and do it. They said there were multiple shooters. People don't even know, that it's real because they're so mind-controlled. Again, that's the mind control of just movies, that they're sitting there watching and thinking it's the movie, so glued to it. Because those of us that are conscious and aren't set to go into suspended disbelief, we look at other people that are zombies watching television. It's like, hey, Bob. And he's watching the football game. Let's go get some more beer or whatever. And they're like, hey. That's what it's like. But this is even deeper with drugs. It's a standard MO. At the Reichstag, at some of the Russian events, at other events, is that you have the drugged up patsy, like Sirhan, RFK shooting. This is exactly what I thought would come out of it. I knew the way they were hyping it with the police and the military and terrorism and just watching it, that this is a major rollout for PSYOP, probably for staged terror attacks and other things to start unfolding. Definitely more shootings at movie theaters. And then again, I'm scared to go to the movie theater, even though statistically, you got a better chance of being run over today driving down the highway, or you got a better chance of being struck by lightning. Still, it's there. It's happening. Got to have police. Got to have TSA style at the prom. They've got TSA at proms in New Mexico because terrorists might strike. And the new terrorists are white males. We've seen that rolled out. The branding. It's not Al-Qaeda now. It's the white male. And here it is. And it's all part of this fantasy land. And even if he wasn't an official mind control victim, he's somebody in neurosciences. I mean, anybody tells you, some of those psychiatrists and people, the nuttiest folks around, got nuts running the insane asylum, got the inmates running the asylum, literally. I'll bet your bottom dollar, even if he is under mind control, which he probably is, that he's on Prozac-type drugs. Watch, that's going to come out later. And, I mean, it just fits the standard MO 110%. It's the same story with John Lennon. Oh, if I could tell you the stuff I knew about John Lennon. I think I'll just shut up right there. John Lennon was killed by a mind control assassin. Okay? And I've talked to people, not just the evidence that proves it on the surface. I mean, I've talked to people that were there. Okay, I'm going to shut up right there. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.